Why is it important to wait on God? Waiting on God is not what activates the voice of God. You can't compare God to speak. He's a king. But what waiting on God does for you is that He makes you become acquainted to God's voice. God's voice is not loud. God's voice is distinct. So if you don't know the voice of God, He will speak, you will think it's your mind. He will speak, you will think it's somebody else. He will not shout at you. God may speak to you with the same voice of your human spirit. But it's when you wait on God that you train your spirit man to be able to distinguish the voice of God from every other voices. Because He said, when the trumpet makes an unusual sound, who shall prepare for battle? Listen, nowadays they are teaching people so many ways of hearing the voice of God. All of those drama are not necessary. The reason is because He said, my sheep heareth my voice. My sheep heareth my voice. If you start waiting on God, you will know that God has been speaking to you for the past 10 years. You are not just hearing because you didn't spend time to isolate the voice of God from the many spectrum of voices that are in your spirit. And so when somebody wants to hear the voice of God, he needs to learn to separate himself and wait. My wife called me with 10,000 phone numbers. I don't need to think twice. The moment she speaks, what's going on? I know. I can't mistake it. Why? Because I've lived with her for some time and we spend a lot of time together. The reason the voice of God is scarce is because men are not spending time with God. When they are going to shop in the morning, oh Jesus, thank you so much. Oh God, you are a good God. I love you. You have blessed me. May your name be glorified. Amen. You can never know the voice of God. And you don't know the voice of God, you are a prey. Waiting for a predator to destroy you. But when you know the voice of God, when the predator comes, it becomes the basis for your testimony. The challenges that made others to sink becomes the challenge that will lift you up. Hope you know, Peter was not walking on the water. Peter was walking on the word of God. Because that word became another realm. If it be thou, bid me come. He said, come. The moment Peter stepped out, he was walking on another dimension. That's why when he doubted, he started sinking. So he was walking on his faith on that word. Praise God. So when a man wants to live from another realm, spend from the resources of another realm, he must pay the price to hear and to see. And the price to hear and to see is, if you are born again, spend time with God. I'm not talking about you came to God and spoke in tongues. Baba, baba, 3 hours. That is called speaking in tongues. When you are done speaking in tongues and your spirit becomes sensitive, that's when waiting starts. Waiting means to be still and see the salvation of God. Many times the reason we speak in tongues for long is because our heart is noisy. House rent is troubling you. Anger is troubling you. Somebody spoke against you. You heard this story. You heard that story. So you may need to pray for 4 hours, for 5 hours, for you to ascend to a level where you leave those things behind. Now that you have left those things behind and you have become still, that's when you now wait. Moses climbed Mount Sinai for 40 days. After climbing for 40 days, he came to the top of the mountain. That's what tonguing is. When you have ascended in tongues, then you wait. He was there for 6 days, then God showed up. And God began to speak to him. Many don't wait on God. They are in a rush. How do you come to know your wife or your husband, your brother or your sister so much that sometimes, even when they are not talking, you know what they are thinking? When they smile, you know if that smile is happiness, or you know if that smile is that something is about to happen. There is a surprise. You can read their countenance because you have been with them for long. When you want to master the voice of God, you must spend time in waiting on God. And if you don't pay this price, the day crisis comes, don't blame God. Because many times, the difference between life and death is a whisper. A sister was about to catch a flight. She booked, she paid, they gave her a boarding pass, checked her luggages in. When she was going up, she picked a signal. God didn't speak. She picked danger in her spirit. She knew that she shouldn't be on that flight. She went back and told them to give her luggages. They said, they've checked the luggage in. She made trouble, they refused. She left and waited for the next flight. Do you know that plane crashed? And there were, now this is not a testimony, but we are just showing you how you become invincible in life. There were many Christians on board. The difference between her and those Christians is not that God loves her more than those ones. God does not favor anybody above another. He's not a respecter of persons. What made the difference was the fact that she could pick God's voice, she could pick the movement of the Spirit, the others couldn't. The same business that somebody has pulled out from and saved his money, somebody has put his whole saving and crashed. Both of them, Christians, calling on the name of Jesus, but one hears and sees, the other doesn't. So the investment was lost, not because God is unfair, not because God favored one and did not favor the other. The investment was lost because one was not discerning. Many times the prayer we pray is not necessary. Many times the things we pursue is not necessary. It's just because we can't hear God. You are kneeling down praying every day, Lord, open my doors. Lord, favor me. Lord, let this year be my year. Every year have been your year. The problem is that you have not heard the signals of the Spirit. So even when your year came, you didn't take the steps that God told you to take. So your year came and passed. But if you can hear God, even the year that is not your year, you will know how to manipulate your way in and have an inheritance. It's not all of us that are living on earth. Make no mistakes about it. The person you call your neighbor may be living in another realm. That's why the things that happen to you don't happen to them. And that's why the things that don't happen to you happen to them. Because the moment you connect to the voice of God, connect to the visions of the Spirit, you cease living in your geographical location. You start living from where that voice came. And that voice makes you invincible. The first way to make advantage and a headway in life is by living through the visions of God and the voice of God's Spirit. I can tell you that many times when we gather, 70 to 90% of Christians don't hear God. Neither do they see anything in the Spirit. That's why many are deceived, because they don't hear God. Somebody comes and shakes himself. As he shakes himself, he says, come now. They rush out in case. There's nothing like in case about destiny. He said, the step of the just man is ordered by the Lord. If you don't hear God, your steps cannot be ordered. You may play religion for many years, but you'll still be a victim. And the outcomes of your life will reveal to you how vulnerable you are, where things really matter.